This is Read Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal to receive 1.29 billion rupees in climate grants to strengthen climate resilience and livelihoods. Prime Minister's office directs government officers to avoid using mobile apps to scan official documents for data security. A preparation bill under discussion at National Assembly meeting. And at least 13 people killed in large-scale Russian missile and drone strikes on Ukrainian capital Kyiv. Now the news in detail. The Green Climate Fund has approved a grant of 1.29 billion rupees for a climate resilience project in Nepal. The four-year project will strengthen the resilience of forest-dependent communities in Karnali province through ecosystem restoration, climate-resilient livelihoods, local capacity building and community-based early warning systems. More than 100,000 people are expected to benefit directly, with a special focus on women, indigenous communities, Dalits, and other climate vulnerable groups. The project will be implemented by the National Trust for Nature Conservation in coordination with the Ministry of Finance and the Karnali Province Government. It is also expected to support the implementation of Nepal's National Adaptation Plan and other national climate commitments. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary described the board's approval as a significant achievement for Nepal's climate resilience drive. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed all three levels of the government not to use mobile applications to scan official documents. In a circular issued yesterday, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers said government officers and employees are responsible for ensuring the confidentiality and secure storage of official documents. The office warned that using mobile scanning applications could compromise the security and confidentiality of sensitive government documents. Meanwhile, the meeting of the Council of Ministers is being held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar at scheduled at 2 p.m. this afternoon. The Cabinet is expected to discuss various contemporary political, administrative and development-related issues and take necessary decisions on key agenda items. The House of Representatives is holding clause-wise discussions on several key bills. The deliberations include the Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill, Prevention of Money Laundering Third Amendment Bill, Cooperatives First Amendment Bill, and the Bill to Amend some Nepal Acts relating to the Institute of Health Sciences. Following the discussions today, amendments to the bill will be presented for decision, and the respective ministers are expected to table proposals for their passage. Early in the meeting, lawmakers drew the government's attention to various contemporary issues during the special session. Likewise, the National Assembly meeting is underway with discussions focused on the appropriation bill. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the House is discussing the budget allocations of various ministries under the bill. Today's deliberations cover the Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment, the Ministry of Information and Communication, the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, and the Ministry of Education and Sports. The House is also discussing the budgets of the Ministry of Health and Food Safety, the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration, the Ministry of Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, the Ministry of Science, Technology and Innovation, and the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news dates. At least 13 people have been killed after Russia launched a large-scale overnight drone and missile attacks on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv. According to the BBC, several neighborhoods were evacuated as explosions struck residential areas and other parts of the city. Ukrainian authorities said a significant number of people, including children, were injured. The head of Kyiv's military administration Nixon accused Ross of deliberately targeting civilian areas. In response, Ross's defense ministry said these strikes were aimed at Ukraine's energy facilities and were carried out in retaliation for recent Ukrainian attacks. The bombardment caused extensive damage, leaving a large crater, setting vehicles and buildings on fire and damaging critical infrastructure, including an ambulance station. The attack came just hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said intelligence reports indicated that Rostov was preparing a large-scale strike, prompting him to cut short his visit to Dublin. India has recorded its driest June in 12 years and the fifth driest June since nationwide rainfall records began in 1901. According to the BBC, the India Meteorological Department has forecast below normal rainfall in July, raising concerns over crop sowing and agricultural production this season. Government data shows that the area planted with summer crops by the end of June was nearly 23% lower than during the same period last year. Rice cultivation alone declined by around 25%. Millions of Indian farmers depend on the annual southwest monsoon for farming, and any delay or shortfall in rainfall can significantly affect crop production. According to the Federal Agriculture Ministry, farmers had planted summer crops across 18.27 million hectares by the 30th of June, compared with 23.65 million hectares during the same period in 2025. Experts warn that weak monsoon rains could also reduce domestic oilseed production, increasing India's dependence on imported edible oils. Now, sports update. England, Belgium and the United States have advanced to the round of 16 of the FIFA World Cup after winning their round of 32 matches. England defeated Democratic Republic of Congo by 2-1 to secure a place in the next round, eliminating Congo from the tournament. Belgium overcame Senegal by 3-2 after extra time to book its place in the round of 16, while Senegal was knocked out of the World Cup. In the latest match, the United States also progressed with a 2-0 victory over Bosnia and Herzegovina, ending Bosnia and Herzegovina's World Cup campaign. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Likewise, a light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is expected at a few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini, Bagmati, Gundaki and Sudurpashchim provinces, and at one or two places in Madhes and Koshi provinces. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal to receive 1.29 billion rupees in climate grants to strengthen climate resilience and livelihoods. Prime Minister's office directs government officers to avoid using mobile apps to scan official documents for data security. A preparation bill under discussion at National Assembly meeting, and at least 13 people killed in large-scale Russian missile and drone strikes on Ukrainian capital Kyiv. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.